Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc. Wendy Whalen is arguably the finest ballet dancer of our time. She has danced with the New York City Ballet for more than 25 years and has mastered classics such as Swan Lake, Balanchine's masterful neoclassical repertory, and contemporary works by some of the world's greatest choreographers. On August 14th, she will premiere her brand new dance adventure, Restless Creature, at Jacob's Pillow in Beckett, Massachusetts. In Restless Creature, she performs four duets created by four different male choreographers: Kyle Abraham, Joshua Beamish, Brian Brooks, and Alejandro Cerudo. Restless Creature will be performed at the Pillow through the 18th. Wendy joins us now to talk about the exciting new work. Wendy Whalen, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Hi, thanks.
Tell us a bit about Restless Creature and where the idea for it came from.
The idea came, it's a long story, so I'm not going to tell you the whole story, but okay. Sort of the idea came from a project that my husband made that he says I inspired in him. It was a piece called Slow Dancing that was he filmed at high speed 60 great dance artists from around the world, and he played them on five-story screens at Lincoln Center about 6 years ago. And so I was sort of his little tester dancer for that. And it became quite a beautiful project in the end. And then after seeing the end of that project, how it laid out, it played with three screens on the wall of Lincoln Center. And within those screens, each night, a different trio would come up. And one night I would see Trisha Brown with Lil C the Crumper from L.A., with Bill T. Jones. And then the next trio would be Allegra Kent with a Whirling Dervish with, you know, just Elizabeth Streb. Mm-hmm. And I really was inspired and intrigued by the conversations that each of these very different dance artists were having on the different screens with each other and how they each kind of created different stories together. And so his project that he says I inspired me. So I guess it's a lucky marriage to have.
Yeah, sounds
keep
perfect.
Inspiring each other. About a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, I reached out to some people to help me try to put this together. And I wanted to work with, I ended up deciding to work with four young male contemporary choreographers because they would all be so different from myself in the contemporary world. I wouldn't be wearing point shoes. I would be learning a lot of different body movement, a lot of different language. And so I assembled this an amazing quartet of choreographers. And I will luckily get to dance and partner up with each of them in their own piece.
How did you go about selecting the four choreographers? And how did you approach them to participate in the project?
I had met three of them before, and the first one I knew I wanted to work with was Kyle Abraham. I had seen him perform at Fire Island Dance Festival, Dancers Responding to AIDS, City Center Fall for Dance. I'd seen him over the years, and every time I saw him, I couldn't take my eyes off of him. And I just hoped for the day when I could try to just spend some time in the studio with him and just see how his machine worked, you know, how his body does what it does. And so I'd mentioned it to him over the years, and finally something happened and something became available for us to actually get in the studio together, and he said yes. And so he was the first person I think I approached, and the second one was Brian Brooks, who I'd also seen at a number of benefits and different dance gala organizational things. And I quickly became a big fan of his, and so I knew I wanted to work with him as well, and he quickly jumped on board. All these guys are very open-minded, luckily, and they didn't shy away from working with a ballet dancer or a, you know, sort of ballerina type of personality.
You're not just any ballet dancer, of course.
Well, you never know. You know, it's a fine line between contemporary and ballet, and not everybody wants to cross over and mix. And these guys all were interested in trying the mix and curious. So, yeah, and then Joshua Beamish I had met through class, and we started to work on another piece of his just on the outside a couple of years ago. I knew he was incredibly talented and extremely young, and so I really wanted to get him on board. And then somebody told me about Alejandro Cerruto from Hubbard Street, and I'm a huge Hubbard Street fan. I didn't quite know that Alejandro was the resident choreographer there, so once I got to see his work, I knew I wanted to spend some time with him in the studio. So I got a really great group of guys.
One of the special elements of the Alejandro number is he doesn't normally choreograph for himself, but was willing to do this with you.
Right. They all have little things like where they, you know, well, I don't usually partner. Mm-hmm. So, you know, or I used to cry in partnering class in college, you know, and I'm like, well, we're going to partner. So you're going to get over that really fast. And they all, you know, rose to the occasion. And we've developed each such different pieces together. That's what I really, really wanted, was to sort of create different chemistries with myself and each choreographer. And so they're all really, really have a different tone and a different flavor. And we have a really different connection, the four of us.
How did...
The five of us.
Yeah, the,
hard
right,
to explain
five
that.
Five total. But, right, gotcha.
Yeah.
The,
uh-huh.
You and each of the four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did the premiere come to take place at Jacob's Pillow?
I have known Ella Bath for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, Jacob's Pillow was my first performing gig as a professional when I was about 18. So, and I love that place. And Ella had told me a few years ago, you know, if you ever want to do something, Wendy, just, you know, let me know. I'd love to, you know, hear what you have in mind, you know, what you are inspired to try. Because she knew I was adventurous, you know, over the years. I'd been back to Jacob's Pillow with different ventures and different ideas and gone to see different choreographers, and she knew that. So she kind of wanted to help me feed my curiosity in any way she could. So she offered to be the premier spot for us.
And is it then tricky to work with your schedule, the choreographers / your dance partner's schedules, and the schedule of the Pillow to make it all come together this summer?
Yes, it is. Well, it has been. I've been working since the very first choreographer I worked with on this project. We started just over a year ago. That was Brian Brooks. And we sort of made our piece quickly for the Vail International Dance Festival. So we had something set, and then I had to build the other three over this past year. And three of them are mostly New York-based, and Alejandro is based in Chicago, so I went out to Chicago a few times, and he came to New York a few times. And they were all extremely, extremely busy, but somehow my managerial team put it together that we could make everything work out travel-wise and schedule-wise. And we had a residency at Brzezinkow Art Center in March and April, so we had studio space down at Brzezinkow Art Center. So it's only been in my imagination how it will really fully lay out and flow as a performer. So that's to be discovered, and really eager to feel that.
What do you have to consider and keep in your mind, in your brain as a performer, to tackle the four different styles, to have known that you were going to do four very different duets in one night? What do you have to think about to be ready to do that?
What's really helped me to do that, I think, is having each piece of music on my iPod.
Okay.
And playing them just to myself at home, like separately all the time, kind of. And lately I've been doing it in a round, so I hear Josh, Alejandro, Kyle, Brian in the order. So I'm starting to develop the flow in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
Of how each piece unfolds musically. And as soon as I hear the music, generally I can kind of relax because my body's gotten to know the choreography musically so well. Well, it will be so well, but
sure.
it's getting to know it so well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that the music is like the source of the idea. And once the music kind of goes on, the body will respond. I'm praying and believe that's what it's happened, and that's what it's done in the past.
Right.
Over my 30-year career anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So going to rely on that.
And are the pieces of music selected by the choreographers or by you mm-hmm. and by them?
Mostly the choreographers picked them.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them asked me what I thought about the music. Some of them didn't. So, but generally, if I didn't like the music from the beginning, I would have mentioned it
sure.
to them. But yeah, I was pleased with each choice. And each choice, hopefully, will be able to be played live in our performances when we go on tour or when we're at the Joyce next year. We're hoping that maybe that's a possibility. So they're all living composers. They're all pretty much newer music. And they're pretty somewhat chamber-like music.
Right.
And or electronic a little bit. So it could be live mixed with electronic. We'll see how it all plays out. But.
I want to ask a question about costumes that I hope isn't too pedestrian.
Okay.
But I realized as I was watching, there's some, you know, preview videos online.
Yes.
For this. And there's some costuming. Who does the costume design for the numbers? And then how long do you have in between to change?
Great question. Not pedestrian at all. I have a wonderful costume designer named Karen Young, who is designing all the costumes. She is the head of costuming at Martha Graham, and she's worked with Matthew Barney on projects. She does a lot of different things outside. I've worked with her a number of times on different projects. She works with my husband frequently on his work. Not frequently, always on his work.
Gotcha.
And so I know her so well, and she knows me so well, and she's a wonderful collaborator and has very interesting ideas and is willing to try anything, kind of. She's not stuck on any, like, specific ideas. She's very open to everybody's kind of considerations, including the choreographers, myself, and other different factors. So we've gone pretty simple with these costumes. We didn't want to make it a big deal. We really want the evening to be about the conversations that are to be had between myself and each choreographer. So we don't want to overlay it with too much excess.
Mm-hmm.
So we sort of actually went with sort of a Mondrian color scheme of primary colors. And that's how it's sort of laid out as of yet. We start out with very simple kind of neutral colors and then add a beautiful red rose-colored satin dress for the first piece. And then the second piece is a very beautiful kind of pearlish white dress. The third piece is kind of a more blue kind of smoky sort of ombre kind of top and pants. And the fourth piece is a beautiful gold-yellow dress that was inspired by the original dress that Brian and I used for our piece in Vail last year. So the color yellow was already there. We just kind of made it a little bit more of a brighter color. But we've just kept things simple and clean and modern. And I will have very little time to change clothes. So therefore, that's why the simplicity is key.
You mentioned a moment ago you've had a 30-year career in dance. What mm-hmm. do you... or have you so far learned about yourself as a dancer in creating this project with these four choreographers?
That I will never stop learning. I've learned that I will never stop learning, and that it's an unending process. Dance is just, it can go on, and you can never find the end of all the facets. And I found that as a dancer in New York City Ballet. I knew that from the beginning, that I just constantly was getting a new idea or a new understanding about the Balanchine choreography over mm-hmm. the years. And that's why I stayed so long, because I just loved the mysteries that just kept unfolding before me. And all the knowledge and experience that was just kind of blossoming with new ideas and understanding of why he did certain things the way he did as a choreographer. And I love working with a new choreographer with a new idea to try to, you know, show me a different way of applying my body to something. So it's unending. And I find that extremely exciting and satisfying and inspiring.
Wendy Whalen, Restless Creature, will have its world premiere at Jacob's Pillow in Beckett, Massachusetts, August 14th through the 18th. To learn more, visit jacobspillow.org. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.